Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Hall. I'm the owner and founder of Simple Pin Media. We are a Pinterest marketing agency. Okay, this is part two of our Back to Basics series, Pinterest SEO. A lot of people wonder, how does Pinterest SEO work? What are the keywords I'm supposed to use? Where am I supposed to put those keywords? That's what we're going to dive into today. But first, before we dive in, I, of course, want to tell you that in the last quarter of 2023, which is Q1, Pinterest reported an increase to 463 million users, which is a 7% increase. And I love this stat that 97% of all searches on Pinterest are unbranded. What that means for you is that there's a lot of would-be buyers that are shopping for your products on the platform or looking for your content. And you can compete with those big brands. Because if you leverage the keywords that we're going to be talking about today, you can for certain get in front of those people who are ready to buy or join your email list or really get into your community. So you're listening to this podcast and you're wondering how to make it happen. I want to invite you to chat with our team on a free, no obligation discovery call to see if you're a good fit for our done-for-you Pinterest marketing services. We've done this for 9 years. We've worked with 700 Pinterest accounts. Our team eats, breathes, sleeps, talks everything Pinterest. And we use our Simple Pin framework to help you meet your ideal customer right when they are most inspired to take action. Plus, we can work with your team to integrate with them to help make Pinterest an asset in your business and not the only thing you have to focus on. We also have services that fit every type of budget, business, or need. So go to simplepinmedia.com/services. You can click below in your app here to book your free call. But don't wait. We want you to get in on the action now. Pinterest is a priority. It is growing. And we want to get you in front of those 463 million users right now. Okay, let's dive into the episode.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Alrighty, so I want to read you an email. And I wrote this email for somebody that was wanting me to explain to their community about keywords. And when I was going to figure out what I was going to say in this episode, the hard thing for me is that because we have done Pinterest for so long and I've taught on this podcast for 7 years, I can easily get into this space where I don't resonate with, not that I don't resonate, but like I don't often talk to those who are new, which is what I love about this series because I want to get back to basics because I know there's people who are brand new to Pinterest marketing, who are looking to leverage it, who need something basic, who are like, just get me started. So we began to think about keywords on Pinterest and how Pinterest SEO works. It's really easy to get super geeky on it, but I want to go a little deeper on it with you. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know some of the things I'm about to share, I've shared here before. But I want us all to get on the same page about what Pinterest SEO looks like. Okay, so I'm not going to read the whole email to you, but I'm going to kind of start off with this idea that it's common for those who use social media for their marketing to overlook Pinterest because they think it's for weddings or recipes and travel, which it is, but there's so much more. So I want you to think about it this way. Pinterest is like a library. Instagram is like a bar. So if you walk into a bar, you're super prepared for it to be loud, brimming with people, ready for conversation. You're kind of happily partaking in food and drink. Some people are standing up. Some people are sitting down. It's really fun. It's communal. And we're all ready for that community aspect. Well, if you walk into a library, it's quiet. People are head down. They're focused on their searches. They're looking for something that they're interested in. they are not even remotely ready, nor do they want to engage with anyone else. In fact, the moment someone talks loudly, there is an immediate hush that comes over the building, like, shh, stop talking. You might explore the fiction section if you're looking for a book, but you're totally open to something in the nonfiction, especially those sneaky librarians when they highlight on that middle rounder as you enter all these really cool books that you never even thought about. So we say that people on Pinterest are approaching the platform like a library. Nobody really cares about you. They care about themselves, which is why in the beginning, I said that part about 97% of searches are unbranded. How do you think those searches happen? They happen with keywords. And so what those people are looking for is your product or your content. They want that to be served up to them because they're really, really interested. So now for you as the business owner, it becomes, okay, how do I get in front of those searches? How do I make sure that the search and discovery platform that is Pinterest ensures that I show up in that search? And the number one way is keywords. So keywords really make the search and discovery go round on Pinterest. It's very similar to Google SEO, but just a little bit different. So here's an example. I am probably, by the time that you're listening to this episode, have just returned from a trip to Portugal, which is like a super big trip. A friend of mine, we shared a Pinterest board to put all of our things that we were saving from around Pinterest about travel tips in Portugal. And something that I would put in was a 12-day travel itinerary for Portugal. And the Pinterest SEO machine now searches all the pins and all the boards that are out there for words that match what I'm looking for. I don't have to follow anybody. They just have to be using those words in the right place. And in an instant, I'm ready to read, save, explore all my travel options that have to do with Portugal. Okay, so how do we find the keywords? Like, okay, if we're going to use keywords in these searches, we now know Pinterest is a library and we're going to get in front of the searchers. Where do we find them? There's two places. One, on Pinterest itself. So they have a search bar at the top where if you search, in fact, I just searched blog writing, what will pop up is anything that has to do with blog writing. It might not be that exact statement, blog writing, but one of the first ones I get is how to write a blog post in 3 steps, how to start a blog in 2023. Actually, that's an ad. The best ways to format blog posts, 3 legal mistakes most bloggers make, tips from a lawyer, how to write your first blog post. It's all about blog writing. Well, right underneath the search bar are these little guided search bubbles where from left to right, we see tips, ideas, prompts, aesthetic, template, topics, tips for beginners. And then at one end is shop, the other end is profiles. So I'm going to click on tips because that's a word. Now my search looks like blog writing tips. Then I'm going to search, I see the bubbles again, but there's less of them. And the first one is for beginners. I'm going to click on that. Now the bubbles are no longer there because what's in our search box is blog writing tips for beginners. And we're getting very specific on that. And now I see a different set of pins that have popped up for me. So if I'm writing a blog post and it's definitely focused on blog writing tips for beginners, these are the keywords I would like to use. Now, another place that you could go is Trends Tool. This is trends.pinterest.com. When you go there, you can break it up between UK, Canada, and the US. That's helpful because it can tell you when things are being seasonally searched, right? Okay, so now that you've gathered your keywords, you can put them into a spreadsheet if you want. I don't. Some people do. I'm not a big like spreadsheet kind of gal. Like Airtable is not my jam. But I love all of you who love Airtable. I think you have amazing brains. It's awesome. Okay, so where do we put these keywords? Because when people walk into our Pinterest library, we want the Pinterest search and discovery tool to definitely pull that up. So there's a few spaces. Pin title, pin description, board title, and board description. You can also put them in your profile description as well. That doesn't hold as much weight. It does come up in searches. You'll see shop profile on the bookends of those words. So you definitely want to use them there. Like I would use Pinterest marketing. And so whenever you have a prompt on Pinterest, you should definitely put keywords. There's another prompt that's the alt text. And some people have asked if this weighs into Pinterest SEO. And what we've heard is that it does not, but it's just a really kind thing to do. So if you can put that in there, please do. But it's not algorithmic based. It's just helpful based. So if you're writing a blog post and you've created a pin image based on the last Back to Basics episode before this, and you add your pin to Pinterest, you're going to be prompted to do a pin title and a pin description. Write them very natural sounding. Don't keyword stuff, right? Then you're going to add it to a board that has that same keyword. So if it's about blog writing, I would add it to a board that's blog writing tips for beginners. And then in my description for my board, I would say this board is dedicated to blog writing tips for beginners. In no place do you use a hashtag. Hashtags are OUT on Pinterest. Don't even worry about them. If you read an old blog post that talks about hashtags, highly question that person's teaching. Hashtags do not work on Pinterest. They are not helpful. So then you add the pin to that board, and now the algorithm knows, ooh, this is a great post about blog writing on a board about blog writing. And Susie over here just searched blog writing tips. We're going to show her this pin in her search. But then we're going to take it to the next level because now we've realized Susie's interested in blog writing. So the next time Susie opens up her Pinterest app, we're going to show her some things about blog writing. And we're going to go to that board first because she saved that pin. So we know that she thinks that's pretty cool. And that's it. Obviously, it's not the full extent of how you can leverage this, but it's pretty close. If you want a keyword guide for some inspiration, we have a free keyword guide that we would love to give you. It's on simplepinmedia.com. So if you scroll below in your app here, your podcast app, if that's where you're listening, you want to scroll down below, grab it. Yes, we do ask for your email, but our biggest reason for that is that we actually like to talk with you every single week in our Pinterest Made Simple newsletter. It's a very important thing that we put out every single week on Wednesday with updates as to where Pinterest is at, anything new. It's that whole thing. So we would love for you to be a part of that because we believe it can really serve your business. So go ahead and grab that. And if you have any questions at any time, you can DM us on Instagram. We are at Simple Pin Media over there, and we would love to help. And I have one last ask. We are in the Back to Basics part 2. I would love for you to share this with somebody who really doesn't understand Pinterest SEO or is really wondering if Pinterest is right for them. We would love for them as a business owner to be able to evaluate if Pinterest is the next right step for them. Alrighty, that's it for today. Next up in the Back to Basics 3-part series is what we are calling Back to Basics, What Does Fresh Pins Mean? So many people have asked us that question, and Tabby and I, my social media manager, are going to be diving into the history of that and where we think you should go from here. Alrighty, that's it. Thanks so much for listening.